The Sudanese Doctors Central Committee, a medical wing of the Sudanese Professional Association, issued a statement late last night saying 20-year-old Muhammad Abdul Majid was shot and killed by the Sudanese security forces in Eastern Nile while taking part in yesterday's peaceful protest. The statement says dozens of others were wounded. Five of the injured are listed in serious conditions, according to the doctor's statement. It says the seriously injured include a person with a disability who was kicked by a police officer in his stomach, which affected his kidney. Dozens of others experienced trouble in breathing after inhaling tear gas police fired at protesters, according to the Sudanese Doctors Central Committee. Police also beat up and harassed journalists in at least two incidents during the protest. Ahmad Giweza, who works as a cameraman for Sky News Arabia, describes what happened in one of the incidents.
We requested for permission from the high-ranked police officer in the area to shoot a video of protesters from the other side. We were granted the permission, but while I was shooting the video, around 15 police officers approached us and began to beat us using sticks, and my colleague Mozab was hit on his back with a gun.
Giweza says security forces ordered journalists to stop covering the demonstration and handled them up into a Land Cruiser pickup truck and drove them to an area where they were interrogated for several hours before being released.
We were helpless and we could not resist. We were taken in a pickup to their officer in charge and we were forced to delete all our videos, including others which were taken from other places.
Giweza says he believes it will take Sudanese security forces quite some time before they are able to understand the real meaning of press freedom and freedom of his speech. He says he wasn't surprised to see how security forces handled demonstrators, given those kinds of tactics were part of the ousted President Omar al-Bashir's rule for decades.
It will take a time to change the understanding and perspective of the security forces in Sudan towards freedoms. There are quite a huge number of police officers who are not qualified.
Saadeddin Hassan, a reporter for Al-Hadas TV channel, was also reporting live from the scene of the protest. He says suspected Sudanese security forces, who were wearing civilian clothes while driving three Toyota pickups, ordered him to stop reporting. Sudan's Information Ministry issued a statement condemning the way security forces treated journalists covering the peaceful protest. Ministry officials say they will investigate the matter and ensure perpetrators are made to account for their deeds. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.